John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Guess what Site B organization moved their workouts up?
Zach, we're not going to sit here and have you slander the Cubs.
That's right. The Tigers did. Okay. Welcome back to the Compound Podcast presented by Parse Rum. It is September 12th.
What if we ever said what day it was?
I don't know. I didn't want to say the episode number because I actually know it today. So
it's 29.
It's 29. It's episode 29. We do number our episodes because I know it's episode 29. I promised last week that we would have a guest this week. Guess what? I lied.
Can't trust him.
Can't trust me. We had a guest lined up and he backed out. We won't name names. A lot of pressure.
We'll say this guest will be on in the future.
This was a one-time thing, but now I feel bad because I lied to all of the listeners.
I mean, I would never trust you again if I were them.
I didn't lie.
I'm scum.
I didn't lie. I didn't say someone would be on. I mean, it's not my job. I'm the talent. Right, Zach?
Screw up. Did you guys see the Sousa video on Twitter today?
Yeah, he tweeted back at you. I love that.
Yeah, he loved it.
What did he say back to you? I didn't see it on Twitter. I wasn't really on my phone today as much.
He said something like kind words or
just a Sousa answer.
Just a Sousa answer. And that he misses the Cubbies. And actually, somebody tweeted our offensive stats from when he was here and then after he left. And they're kind of hilarious.
In a good way or bad way?
They're far worse now without him.
I was going to say, wait, you guys had no runs for the last like 17 innings before Jay Hay happened.
Friend of the pod. What a homer. Oh my God.
I was like, that was a nuke.
Even the two at-bats before, like even Javi and Riz just back-to-back. When you see Riz go out there, you're just like, you know you're going to get a great AB no matter what.
And that's the thing. They were talking on the broadcast when Javi was up and they said, they were talking like, if Javi gets on, do you bring in Rizzo even though he's a lefty? And I was like, I mean, it's Anthony Rizzo. Like,
he sees Hader really well. Of all of our guys, he probably sees him the best.
And you can't live with yourself if you lose a game and you didn't bring Anthony Rizzo up with a chance to tie the game.
And he put together a super pro at bat with his two chains on.
Just an unbelievable look. He walks out, and I said it to you earlier. I said, it looks like something you do in the minor leagues when you're just over the season. And you're like, you know what? Let's just mess around.
Like the last game of the year, everybody using the same bat. You're like, all right, I'm wearing everybody's chain today.
Exactly.
He's got the double wrist tape with the two chains, with the hair slicked back.
No undershirt.
He's got it all working, and it got him a knock.
So since he got the hit, is he going to be the same like outfit tomorrow?
I don't think so. He's tried it a couple of times. I think that was a pinch hit thing only, but we'll see. Maybe tomorrow he comes and rocks it. I don't know.
Maybe you go pants up. I don't know. You going pants up? If I can guarantee you a hit tomorrow with pants up.
It's Sunday.
I can guarantee it. If you wear them, you will get a hit. I promise you. On our friendship.
I'll get a hit if I wear them down, too.
I don't know. It's more likely you get it with the pants up, though, right, Zach?
Being is just no fun whatsoever.
See, me and Zach are pants up guys. We need this pants up pod. Wow.
Wow. Damn. What a name for a podcast.
So, Ian, hop on the train.
Like we were saying about tonight, Jay Hay comes up and has a huge homer. Down two in the ninth, go-ahead homer off Hader, who doesn't give up runs, especially to the Cubbies. That was awesome.
I think the most impressive thing is I was talking to Cody Allen when he was here, and we were just talking about like different hitters, and I was asking like how he approached guys. And he said like Jay Hay stands away from the plate because he wants to get extended and get things out over the plate. And that was like a fastball in, which is where you're supposed to throw him. Because like as far as he stands, you'd think like, oh, don't go in there. But that's actually not what he wants. And he went, it was like 95, like on the black inner, and he just got the barrel to it and it exploded.
It was a no doubter. It was smashed. And then Vargas comes up and little right-handed pimp job out of the park. I was like, my goodness.
Well, how about, I didn't watch the whole game, to be honest with you. But how about the pimp job Braunhead? I saw like a replay. He like carried his bat like halfway down the line.
Yeah, I was chasing the ball.
And flipped it this way. Like had it in one hand, got to the coach's box and flipped it that way.
Really? I was chasing the ball. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, but his swing's great, so I don't care. He can do whatever he wants.
No, it's not. It's a terrible swing because it's not a Cubs swing. I mean, or Tiger swing.
Excuse me. Not my division.
Oh, it's not a Tiger either. Sorry.
Not my division.
I hit a ball yesterday to start the game that I thought was a homer, and it didn't even make it to the right on the front of the warning track. And I came back to the dugout, and I was pretty confused. Miller Park confuses me all the time. And Jeffers told me that when the doors are closed, like when they close the doors in the back of the stadium, it doesn't fly the same way. And they were open today, and those balls were flying.
I feel like that's like you could almost use that to your advantage, like on who you're facing as the Brewers. You know what I mean? Like if you're facing someone where like you want to get it up in the air or like a fly ball pitcher, open those doors up. But if it's like a ground ball guy, you might as well close them down.
I'm sure they do. They probably, if I was a pitcher and it didn't fly when the doors were closed, I'd be like, close those doors.
Oh, yeah.
Keep those things closed.
100%. Quick question for you, Ian. When you face Hader, do you basically guess which one of the two pitches he's throwing, or do you try to pick it up as it's coming in?
No, I'm just all Hader against him.
Just waiting for the fastball?
Yeah, just trying to see the Hader because the slider's okay. Like it's, but the Hader's the one that he just...
Pardon, Zach, did he say the slider's okay? Man, I think he's pretty good.
I think when you're in the box, like the slider is, I mean, it's a good pitch, but as a righty, like unless he back foots it, like he doesn't get it to the back foot all that often.
True. I think he's the definition of effectively wild.
Oh, yeah. Especially against lefties.
He's got like the invisible because he's facing the dugout and stepping at first base and then throwing heaters from behind himself at 95.
Can't be a fun at bat. You can't be comfortable up there.
Riz was just so, even obviously Jay Hay, but like he just throws two sliders that literally start behind him. And he just stays in there and knows another one's coming. It's just insane.
Riz put together really, really good at bats against him.
I was surprised he tripled up sliders against Riz. I was like, well, I just saw two of them. I might go like, because Riz not struggles, but like fastball up, I feel like is what would have got him right there.
I think he clipped him on a fastball up at their place last year or 2 years ago, like way back. And I don't know if he likes to throw that one anymore.
True. I wouldn't like that either if someone hit it that far.
Let's get a for all the Tigers fans out there. Hey, Tigers fans, how you doing?
I'm trying too, man. I'm putting everything out. I got a tweet from the Salem Red Sox the other day. Hi, A.
I saw that.
Which was very nice of them, but I hope I never see them ever again in my life. Been there, done that.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
That was really weird. But yeah, baseball's been good here. It's going quickly. I guess camp is ending somewhat soon.
Going quickly. You've been there 5 days.
What are you talking about?
Quickly. Of course it's quickly. You've only been there 3 days.
That's what I'm saying. It's quick.
Dakota, is your camp going quickly?
No, Ian, it's not. It's plain and simply not.
Well, it's like I haven't played baseball in so long, and I'm like, all right, day starts, snap your fingers, day's over, and I'm like, okay, it's another day of baseball. Like, I want more. I need to do more.
Well, that's what I will say. Like, as long as it is and kind of monotonous as it is here, I think about it and I'm like, in the off season, really, what am I going to do any different than I do now? Except instead of playing baseball, it'll just be working out, which is way worse than playing baseball.
Way worse.
So, I mean, I'll play. I'll stay here as long as they'll let me.
Zach, are you wearing a Cuts shirt?
I mean, marketing 102. You see?
Of course.
A little Cuts shirt with the logo on the chest. Love to see that.
You know, too bad the people can't see it. You guys can probably barely see me right now, but.
Zach, I have a question.
How's it fit?
It's incredible. Like I told you, it's athletic, but it's also casual at the same time. It's tight, but loose at the same time. It's everything you ask for in a shirt.
The way that you describe cut shirts is hilarious because you don't actually, say two opposite things and try to put them together.
But hear me out. You could wear this shirt with sweatpants as I am right now, and it looks great. You could wear these with jeans and go out, and it's like, oh, wow, it's a nice outfit.
You could wear it to the ball yard.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, I am. I'm bringing everything together.
Do you think that a lot of our listeners are going on and using the code COMPOUND to get 15% off their cut shirts?
I would like to think so. I told you the last episode, that story I put up had a lot of profile link clicks on it.
I hope everyone is going on and
hopefully people are getting off their wallet and putting in the compound
and getting some nice shirts. I agree. I completely and totally agree. Dakota, are you excited for football tomorrow?
I don't want to talk about it, Ian. You know. I know what you're doing. You're trying to set me up to talk about my pain of us having practice during the games. And I'm not happy about it. I'm not. Plain and simple, we got a game scheduled for 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the game start at 1 o'clock. What am I supposed to do with that? If you don't think I'll be sitting in my locker until 1:59 watching football on my phone, then you just don't know me. Cause I'm going to be sitting, I might have to go on the dugout because we don't have great reception, but I will literally be staring at the games up until I have to go on the mound. I might be in the bullpen on my phone. I don't
guess know. What site B organization moved their workouts up.
Zach, we're not going to sit here and have you slander the Cubs. Just
that's right. The Tigers did. Okay.
I tried. I fought for it. I begged and pleaded to have an early day tomorrow, and they fell on, you know, no one heard it. They didn't hear it. It's just a little un-American, honestly, if anything.
You know what, apparently. South Bend Site B said? They said, it's still baseball season. The Cubs are in the playoff push. Fuck football.
South Bend said, you know what? We got a World Series to win. And I said, you know what? I got 3 fantasy football leagues to win. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm very upset about it. I'm literally going to tell the hitters, I want to tell them before I pitch, like, hey, I'm going fastballs down the middle. Well, try to throw them down the middle. I don't know where they'll end up going. Just try to ground out for me. Like, you can hit it hard. I don't care. Let's just be quick. Let's get out of here. And I'm going to sprint home to watch the game.
That's a real, is that so?
Oh, that is a very good one.
Zach, what do you have a Darnold jersey?
No, I have a brand new sweatshirt.
You rocking that tomorrow to the field? Well,
guess you forgot it. Guess you forgot it on their bed.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's a real Jets fan.
You betcha.
Hap, do you have a football team?
Nope.
You're that's just a Jets fan, he told me.
No, if anything, he'd probably be a Steelers fan. No. Ugh.
No, I'm a fake Bengals. I'm a fake Bears fan.
No, you're a Bengals fan. Cincy, baby. Bearcats.
No, I'm a fake Bears fan. Tried to get Trubisky on the pod. No dice there.
Well, sorry. Your fake team is going to be 0-1 tomorrow after they lose to my Lions. Defend it then, baby.
I don't think so. I believe in Trubisky. I believe in Mitch.
I'll put a bet with you on it.
Ooh. Get off your wallet. Each of you. Let's go.
Well, what do you want?
I don't make what Ian makes.
Here we go. Get off your wallet.
What do you want to put on it?
Can we just do a friendly wager?
The best part is that neither of you guys can be able to watch it.
Yeah, scratch that. I can't watch the game. I don't want to bet on it. I changed my mind.
Why don't we wager a bottle of Parse? Bottle of 12-year.
All right, deal. You're my hookup for Parse, so deal.
Do you remember
anything for it either way? So yeah, sounds good to me.
We'll put a Parse wager on it.
Dakota, do you remember last year where we were for opening or for week one?
Last year. Oh, we had a no, where were we?
We were at home in our last game against Round Rock in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, we
remember. You kept updating me on the Jets score, and you're like, "Yeah, they're up 16-0 in the fourth." I was like, "All right, sick."
And then what happened?
Like the end of like 3 innings, I'm like, "Dakota, what happened?" Like, and you just sit in the dugout and you have your thumb pointed down, and I'm like, "Yeah, okay, what happened? Like, somebody get hurt? Like, what's up?" You're like, they lost.
It was so we lost the first 2 games. And I literally said before the series, I said, guys, whatever we do, let's not go 5 games. We got NFL Sunday coming up, week one. Let's just either win in 3 or that's it. And we end up losing the first 2 just to come home, win the next 2. And then we have to play at like noon, right when the games start. And I'm literally in the locker room like every other inning, pretending like I got to go to the bathroom just to check the scores. And I'm like yelling out to Zach while the game's going on what the score is. He's literally at shortstop turning around looking at me. And I'm like putting numbers up with my fingers of what the score is.
That's the definition of the minor league playoffs. Did the iCubs win the series?
We ended up losing that game like 11.
They scored like 7 runs like the second inning. We're like, all right.
We also started that one guy that you said is like the best pitcher ever, Zach. The tall guy. What's his name? Big prospect. Tall righty.
Oh, Forrest Whitley. Yeah, he was good.
That was a heartbreaker. I had to throw in that game too. I ended up throwing. Yep.
Did you? iCubs are my Cubs.
Yeah, iCubs are my Cubs, baby.
Is Marty Peavy still at Site B?
Yes, he is. He's the GOAT.
I love Marty Peavy. I get a text from him like once every 3 weeks, and it makes my day. Marty Peavy is the AAA manager for the Cubs, and he is one of the best humans on the planet.
He's like exactly what you want in a AAA manager, just like always positive.
Always taking care of guys. Schwarber and I were actually talking about him today in the locker room. We were talking about MJ, who is
GOAT.
Was previously the AA manager for the GOAT. Cubs. He is now the catching coordinator.
Yes.
And Marty Peavy, who is the AAA manager, and they were easily like 2 managers in the minor leagues who were just learned so much from both those guys.
I think the biggest key in being a minor league manager is if your players get tossed or are about to get tossed, you just need to sprint out there and get tossed. Like, it's the minor league. Like, and Peavy loves to get tossed from games. He lives for it. So, like, and, if you're doing a call, he's sprinting out there as fast as he can so he can get thrown out instead of you.
And the Iowa Cubs fans love it when Peavy gets tossed.
Yes, they do. They go crazy.
Ian, back to your game today. This is Scott Efros fan question of the day.
Ooh.
This one was sent in 5 minutes before we came on air.
Correct. What was your first reaction when Suter fell when you were hitting?
My first reaction was, oh God, please say that that's a balk. And I turned around to the umpire and was like, 2-0, was that a balk? Is that a balk? And he was like, no, the ball has to cross the foul line for that to be a balk.
Yeah. Like, as long as he doesn't release it, it's nothing.
And I was like, well, can I fall over in the middle of him throwing the pitch and be like, oh, no pitch, no pitch. Like, what do you mean?
That's a great point. I was going to say, you were definitely asking the umpire, is that a ball?
How do you guys feel about seeing NFL football and college football where there's fans in the stands?
I'm going to be honest. I was talking to one of my buddies today about it. I just have no interest in college football right now, being from Big Ten country. I only care about watching like Michigan State, or if there's like a big game, obviously like Auburn, Alabama, stuff like that, like ranked games, I'll watch that. But I didn't watch a single minute of any of it today because I didn't have any interest in any of the teams that played.
The Florida State game was on in the clubhouse, and seeing college kids in the stands close to each other without masks, I was like, what are we doing? What
it
are
honestly we doing? Gives it like such a false sense of normalcy, because like, oh, it's great. And then you're like, we're still nowhere close to where we need to be.
Well, just with everything, like all the protocols that we have to go through and how strict our daily everything is, to see people in the stands without masks going about things normally, I'm like, what? How is it things so different from where we are to where they are?
Yeah. Well, the Chiefs game too, they had like 22% capacity. They had like 16,000 fans.
Yeah, we were in a rain delay when they started. And I will say, at least at the Chiefs game, everyone I saw had masks on. Like, they were relatively distanced from each other.
I feel like they spread them out pretty well. Like, they were a good like 4 or 5 rows apart, and then like 20 seats apart in the, like, if they're in the same row.
We started talking about it, and we were like, is MLB going to try to like sneak fans into some of these games late? I just don't know if they can, because you would then be encouraging, with the bubble that they're talking about, you would then be encouraging people to travel across the country to support their team. And I don't think they're going to be able to do that.
That's what I thought. I was like, with the bubble, there's just no way. If they weren't doing like the bubble idea, then I mean, you could try to get like maybe like just the outfield bleachers and just the upper deck, like still no like lower deck, but I mean, I just don't really see it happening. It's not really worth taking the risk at this point.
The 3-game wildcard series is going to be played at home ballparks. So yep. It's possible.
I saw a video today. It was Lindor hit a grand slam against the Yankees. I don't know what year it was. I think in the first round of the playoffs. And the place was literally a zoo. And it was just like, oh my God, it looks fake. With how many people were in the stands, I was just like... Seriously. It hasn't even been a year without fans at stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, remember when there was fans? Remember there was people in one area?
Yeah, people high-fiving.
Hey, Ian, look, you're on TV. This is you standing in the box asking if you got a ball for that.
Ian, how excited are you for Winged Foot? 4 days away, 5 days away? Sorry, couldn't count. Thursday.
I saw some videos of the rough updated.
Yeah. It's fescue, but in rough.
Did you see, I saw like a tweet that said somebody placed a bet $45K for Phil to win like $3.3 million.
Ooh, sick bet. How about Koepka's out, huh?
Yeah, I saw he dropped out. That stinks, but just opens the door for Tiger, you know?
Great point.
Layup of a win now for Tiger.
Dude, whoever wins is going to have to scramble their ass off.
I'm just excited. I hope the winner's over par. I'm excited for the challenging golf, to like watch some just challenging golf. Mm-hmm. I told you before, I love the over par winner. I'm all in. It's just a war of attrition. You're just out there. Par's a good score.
What a word.
A mental grind.
War of attrition. Good word choice. Nice.
Holy smokes. Good for you.
Not even a college grad either. Nice.
Wow. Yeah. College dropout. You're welcome.
I don't mind that, but I've said it multiple times to Zach. I hate watching Tiger play bad. Like, when Tiger plays bad, it hurts my soul. It hurts me down.
So I'm afraid
that he could play bad.
I have a theory that in the mental battle of grind it out and try to shoot even to one over for 4 days in a row, Tiger is such a mental badass that he has the advantage.
He does.
I just don't know the toll it's going to take on his body.
Do you think DJ is going to run off another one?
Let's make our picks right now of who wins the U.S. Open and see if any of us are right for next week's episode.
JT.
What a shocking pick. He's the best player in the world. Second best player in the world right now.
Okay, so you were either Tiger, Dustin Johnson, Tiger, or JT. So
I didn't say I was going to take any of them.
Okay.
Ian, your pick, please.
Yeah. I'll take fucking Ian Poulter.
No. Ian, your pick.
I don't know. Give me a second. I'm not going to have a traditional pick.
So my heart says Tiger, but you know who I'm going with, Zach? Xander Schauffele.
Ooh.
He's hot. He's been hot.
I like me some Xander. The guy can play.
That's a good pick.
It's like whoever hits the ball well off the tee, obviously, but then it's like who can scramble the best too.
Xander Schauffele's good, man. He does everything very well.
Have we noticed that Phil Mickelson plays every single event ever?
He played in the Champions when the playoffs were going on because he wasn't in the playoffs anymore. He's like, I'll play on the Champions Tour.
Really, he's going to go to a course and just play.
And he won. Right, you can play. He won the tournament. He played it on the Champions Tour too.
I'm taking Streels. A little bit of momentum. He's a great driver of the golf ball. He's a great ball striker.
Ian, can I get you to give me one more pick other than Streelman? One of the top dogs.
If it's not going to be Streelman, then I'm going Morikawa.
Ooh, I like that. Just won the PGA.
But if I say JT, I get shit for it.
He's literally
the same fucking player right now.
Well, Colin Morikawa's
offensive. That's offensive to JT to say that.
Colin Morikawa's 21 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. The JT dude has the number one player in the world.
Ever. He's incredible.
JT's not the number one player in the world. DJ is.
JT's number two.
Yeah, not number one. It's a slap in the face to DJ.
It's a good point. It is.
So we got Ian with Morikawa. Ian with Morikawa. I got Schauffele. Zach's got JT.
I also have Streelman. I have two picks.
Well, I got Tiger too.
Oh, good. Zach, who's your second?
Phil.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's fair. All right,
whoever has the most players to make the cut and the highest.
Let's have a little wager. What do we got?
Combined score are the combined scores of the two. If you miss the cut, you get docked 10 points.
No, just combined score.
All right. Trying to get frisky.
What are we putting on it?
$20.
All right. Next topic.
$20, bottle of Parse?
Yeah, bottle of Parse.
Oh, man.
And a cut shirt.
Man, yeah, I hope I win.
Can't wait to take two bottles. This is what we just trade cut shirts and bottles of Parse back and forth. I can't wait to take two bottles of Parse off Dakota this week. All right, let me see your screen times. Let's wrap it up.
All right, lose the attitude just because you're pissed about your picks.
My picks are in fuego.
Ooh, 12:04. Sorry, can't see it.
0 minutes. Sorry.
That's a shame.
I'm going to be honest. I actually don't know how to look at yesterday's.
Oh, my God, dude.
How do you look at last? Oh, there we go. Last week. 7 hours, 7 minutes.
Wow.
Yikes. That's a big one.
Zach?
Hang on. I got to find it.
Please be higher. Please be higher.
I think it might be.
I had 252.
That's a fucking...
You play baseball every day and we get it. You get to play in an actual game.
Wait, I can't find it.
Look at last week.
Not that hard.
722.
Let's go, baby.
The undisputed champion of the highest screen time ever.
Not losing anything.
All right, seriously. Next week, we're going to have a guest. I will not lie twice in a row. We're going to have a guest. No, really, I believe you. We're going to have a guest. Also, no new obvious shirts lately. Maybe a new one coming out soon. Maybe a little teaser. There is new hats, though. There is Connect Coffee hats, in case you're wondering. Don't forget to use promo code COMPOUND, cutsclothing.com/compound for 15% off your cut shirts. They're the best out there. And that's episode...
As Zach says, they're both tight and loose at the same time.
At the same time. Both athletic and casual at the same time.
Two opposites at the same time.
At the same time. And we can't forget that every bottle of Parse rum...
Plants a tree.
Very important.
Sorry.
Go to Binnie's. Help save the earth.
Like, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. 10 times infinity.
Yep, infinity. That's episode 29 of the Compound Podcast, presented by Parse Rum. definitely not coming to you live from the comp.